This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So yeah, that guy on Jeopardy, James Holzhauer, did hit over $1 million last night. This is how it played out here.
On May 1st, 1869, these two men met at the White House 4 years and 3 weeks after a more historic meeting between them. Claudia, you're going to finish in second place unless James did something really, really weird. And I don't think he would have. Did he come up with Grant and Lee? He did. And he says, "Hi, Autumn." That season doesn't begin for months.
Yeah, it's not her birthday for a while either, but...
Oh, all right. What will your total be today? You're going to add 50,000. That takes you up to 118,816, and now a 14-day total of 1,061,554.
By the way, this guy is threatening the show's budget.
So he's going to shut down
like
Jeopardy.
It. Good. It's time.
It is time.
It's over.
Just let it.
No, they ran
Alex
out of money.
Is already on his way out.
I know.
It might be the time to put
honestly,
it down.
And to be honest,
you think so?
If he doesn't beat this thing,
they can't.
I feel like they shouldn't go on.
No, they shouldn't go on without Alex Trebek.
They're going to,
well, of course,
because
they
don't
still
care.
Makes money. They don't.
They
care.
Don't really care.
Like right. Every company, it's not
about Alex
humans.
Trebek. They don't care.
No, they don't care. But you're right. That's his legacy.
It is.
Let it go.
You know.
By the way, Alex Trebek himself makes about $10 million a year now on Jeopardy, so he's doing okay, too. But, yeah, so they budget based on, you know, years of the show, and they're already way over budget because of this guy.
Yeah,
they're going to have to maybe change it back to you're only allowed to be there for 5 days.
Yeah, they probably should.
You
but
know,
then this brings so much attention.
But see, that's the other end of it now.
There's two.
No one's been talking about Jeopardy for years since that other guy won.
I know, yeah.
So now they're talking about it. Now the ratings will go up. People are tuning in to see when this guy, you know.
I get it. I mean, I guess this just is never going to work on me.
No.
Like, I don't care how much this guy wins. I'm never going to watch.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to tune in.
Jeopardy, out of all of them, I hate game shows anyway.
Yeah.
I hate game shows too.
I hate them so
The only
much.
One I don't mind is The Feud.
Like, yeah, with the new one.
Steve Harvey.
Oh,
Steve Harvey.
Hilarious.
Steve Harvey is one of the funniest guys.
You guys
of all
like
time.
Steve Harvey's
what?
Charm.
Are you kidding
Steve
me?
Steve Harvey's one of the funniest
funny.
Guys.
He's a rascal.
I think Steve Harvey's a cool dude.
He is cool.
I
even watch his daytime talk show sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
He's
I'm
hilarious.
Not even kidding. Yeah.
Yep. He makes the show.
Yeah.
He makes the show.
I agree.
And that's it. Like, I'm not watching for the game aspect of it. I don't care.
No.
It's when someone is going to say, like, "His penis!
Yeah.
His penis, Harvey! It was his penis!" And he just goes...
Yeah, it's hilarious.
You know?
Like,
that's Lisa.
Yeah,
that's Lisa. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah. Hilarious.
He's like, "Show me his penis."
Oh, yeah, you did.
And he slaps the car down.
This guy, great. I mean, that's the only one. That's the only, like, I'll watch that.
A guy from a TV station in Boston said there's no way Jeopardy will die. It does crazy high ratings still every night. So, yeah, even if Alex goes, unfortunately.
Yeah, but who continue. Do you bring in that's going to be as...
douchey?
Yeah, you'd have to, right? You'd have to find somebody.
Yeah.
You can bring someone in almost like a newsman.
You need a newsman.
You do need a newsman.
You need a newsman.
Because that's the thing about, the whole thing about Jeopardy is every aspect of it makes you feel bad about yourself.
And you also need someone with a great mustache.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I'm out.
Mm.
Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Geraldo. That's a good choice, actually.
Geraldo.
I mean, I don't know.
I might watch that.
Newsman?
Yeah. Newsman.
I'd rather see him cover
mustache.
A hurricane.
Mustache. Well,
I miss
course.
It so much.
Of course.
Geraldo in a hurricane. Hurricane Geraldo is amazing.
Geraldo swam 50 feet out into the water to cover a hurricane. He literally almost died.
Dude, I feel like every time there's a hurricane, he ups it, too. He's like, "This time I'll be out there hang gliding in the middle of it, and you guys just shoot it."
I couldn't believe it. The crew was like, "Geraldo, no! Geraldo!" He's like, "I'm wading out into the surf. Look at this beach is being eroded.
Geraldo! No, Geraldo, no!"
That's like nothing I've ever seen. No, you get out there and you save Geraldo. They were trying to throw him dinghies and little, you know, flotation devices. He was throwing them aside.
Geraldo, no! Geraldo, no!
telling you, there it is.
I wonder why he got out of the hurricane game.
She was going to die, Lee.
Take him out, right?
Warning in this area may face certain death. Geraldo Rivera is live on the seawall there, shaking hands with some of the firefighters as they walk through.
They're like, Geraldo, please, get out of here, Geraldo.
Get out of here, Geraldo.
We're just watching it. Yeah. Tell us where you are.
Get your stash to safety.
Well, we're on the seawall. Look at this. I want you to show you something, Martha. Look.
Oh, he's down. Geraldo is down. Oh, he's been dumped in the water with a live microphone.
Amazing, guys.
I am. Are you okay?
Everything's broken.
Laughing this guy, folks.
Yeah, right.
Not too easy to knock down Geraldo Rivera.
There's the next host of Jeopardy, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's just
Jeopardy and a hurricane.
He clicks off a few checklists for me.
He's like Alex Trebek, almost like, but more hardcore. Though he had his nose broke on TV.
Yes. Yeah.
Geraldo's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
Geraldo was one of the first guys who was like, let's get a bunch of racists and a bunch of black people in a room, and we'll get some baseball bats, and then I'll start asking them fiery questions. I'll let the racists know I'm Mexican and I'm very upset, and then we'll just tape it. Just roll it.
That is what he did.
It is exactly what he did. Is exactly what he did.
Oh, my God. It'd be amazing.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard, Randall. Let's do it.
He's like, we're doing it.
We're doing it live.
Not everything he's done has worked out.
No. Like the
Al Capone safe.
Al Capone.
God, did I want that.
Fail.
I wanted
he's
that
had
to work.
Some crazy moments. Though. Didn't he give away like some military positions?
Yes, he withdrew it. He's like, so here's the deal. This is Echo Base 1.
Oh, God.
Here's Echo Base 1.
Is Geraldo? He's giving away.
This is the position right here of all of the terrorists. Right here. Here's Echo Base 1. This is where we are.
Sir,
we
Geraldo's
went
on TV right
feet,
now. Just
and then
away.
We took a left, and we're waiting here at this hill. Right here, we've got all of our weapons stored here. We got an ammo cache.
Where are the weapons?
Full of ammunition right over there. This is the enemy position right now. I can see him. I can see him over there. There they are, but we've got all of our
Geraldo,
ammo.
That's too much information.
You gotta stop, Geraldo.
That's too much information.
Back to you.
Oh, no.
I think that's it. They had to really sort of, they gotta watch. So after he gave away all the military positions, they were like, maybe we can just stick him in a hurricane.
Yeah, put him in a hurricane, would you?
They put him in a hurricane and he swam out.
Come back.
And they were like, no, we can't even do that.
He's a doer.
We can't. There he was. He was doing it. Did you go up? That's him giving away the military position right there. That's him. He's drawing it in the sand.
Geraldo, you have got to get out of Iraq.
In this corner, that's Kuwait. That's where the invasion of Iraq emanated. From Kuwait, a major highway
write this down.
Wait a second.
I think Geraldo's giving away the secrets.
The capital of Baghdad.
They're right on Route 48. They're on Route 48.
In their major push against the Iraqi capital.
Yeah, they say he gave away the whole route.
Yeah.
In the sand.
In the sand. He drew it in the sand.
That's what I mean. Like, I knew he drew it. I knew he literally drew it.
When the tide of war changed, when the great Geraldo Rivera did his report.
Hold on, Chris is calling us. You were standing there when they kicked Geraldo out for that?
We were standing there in Kandahar. We're like getting ready. We did our mission brief. We're doing everything. I'm sitting there on the comms. We're looking at the flight line. We're like, what's he doing? And they're like, oh, we're pretty effed right now. They're like, what are you talking about? So we walked out and they got the MPs and they grabbed his camera. They cut air and they grabbed his camera. And everybody's yelling at him, and you see this little brown.
Oh, we lost him. We lost him. Hello, are you back? Oh no,
he was giving away too many of Geraldo's secrets.
Oh, he's still there.
He's still there.
Right?
Hold on,
listen. Your whole phone hasn't worked for that whole minute.
No, is it a Kandahar phone?
So listen, what we heard
was
the MPs grabbed him. The MPs grabbed him. Then what?
All the security force, they like everybody bum rushed around him because he went for a good minute or two.
Yes.
everybody pushed around him, and then all of a sudden it was off, and we're everybody's chattering all over the radio what's going on, and everybody's pretty much like, yeah, Geraldo down there gave away the whole mission brief, the whole mission plan. He told them basically where we're coming,
yeah.
You know, where we're going, and we're sitting there going, wow, I'm glad they don't have a lot of TVs in Afghanistan. And it was just SHIT show, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it just
gotcha.
Ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. Thanks for your service, man. Thanks for calling in.
Mm, man.
That's crazy.
He literally.
Listen, boys, plans off because of Geraldo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you for tuning into me. I've just had the full mission brief, and here it is.
They have to tackle him, mess yeah. up the sand.
Drop some other stuff.
People are saying we forgot he did like a nude selfie.
Yes, well, it's like other thing.
It's a mainly nude. There's a 70-year-old dude. Basically,
yeah.
he just stops he right at his pubic delta.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You can see his dong root.
He's in good shape.
Why did he do that? What was that all about?
He put it on Twitter.
He was putting it out there just for the ladies.
Listen, that's all
Geraldo do.
Guys, I'm sorry, but that's exactly what that was about.
That's his move.
You should change his name to Geraldo. Do it.
That's amazing. Oh, man. Yeah, so let's hope he's the new host of Jeopardy. I mean, we're wishing Alex Trebek well in many more years on the show, but if things don't work out, then
he checks a lot of boxes. I don't want them to bring in some guy like a guy from Tom Bergeron or whatever, the guy who hosts Dancing with the Stars. And I don't want like a guy from Big Bang Theory or anything. You know what I mean?
Right,
like don't bring in a guy who's kind of nerdy just because you think that'll be a good idea. Bring in Geraldo.
Geraldo's like a death metal Alex Trebek.
He is.
Yeah, you're right.
Turn it up a notch.
Absolutely.
He's like, I'll show you my wiener. I'm Geraldo.
And he will.
No doubt.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So a guy in California, he had a skydiving accident 2 years ago and actually lost his right leg during that skydiving accident.
Write that down.
Yes, I put it in my notes.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to this. Over the weekend, he went skydiving again.
Yeah.
Lost his leg again. This time his prosthetic leg.
Oh my God.
He needs to keep an eye on that leg, for God's sakes.
Imagine just walking in a leg. Because you're whistling and then it just smokes you.
It's a foot!
It just kicks you. Drop kicks you into next week.
What is that? KRONTV has a story here.
It's a leg with a 10,000-foot-high story. Lumberyard workers in Cloverdale found this prosthetic leg on Monday, and a Sonoma County Sheriff's deputy began to investigate, trying to figure out how it got into the yard and who it may belong to. The Cloverdale Airport is right next to the lumberyard where the prosthetic leg was found. The deputy stopped by here asking if anyone may know how that prosthetic leg landed in the yard, and the mystery was solved.
One person said, yes, we had a customer yesterday who was skydiving with us, and he lost his prosthetic leg in mid-flight.
The prosthetic leg fell from 10,000 feet above.
Wow.
The man who lost it is this guy, identified by the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office as Dion Calloway, who was skydiving when the leg fell off in the air.
It was a very good find. It was kind of a whodunit at first, and how did a prosthetic leg get in the middle of this lumber yard?
Calloway first lost his leg 2 years ago in a skydiving accident, but it didn't stop or slow him down.
He said he came down really hard, really fast. As he went to plant his foot, his ankle and bottom part of his leg just exploded, and so he unfortunately lost his leg 2 years ago.
That accident 2 years ago and losing his prosthetic leg this week isn't stopping Calloway from doing what he loves.
It was really refreshing to see his spirit and just his enthusiasm towards something like this.
Sergeant Spencer Crum says Calloway was thankful to get his $15,000 leg back and is happy it didn't hurt anyone or anything during its landing.
He had a great spirit, and he said it hasn't slowed him down a bit, and he continues to skydive to this day.
In Cloverdale, Michelle Kingston, Cron 4 News.
I'll tell you what. They don't tell you about your legs exploding.
Yeah. Your legs just exploded.
You ever heard of that?
Nope.
Jesus, you're coming in hot.
I always expected, when stuff goes wrong, it's
over.
It's real, real bad. And I thought, though, like when you're landing, I mean, I get it. You're you're landing.
Right.
But just to have your leg even break to the point where they're just like, listen, the best thing we can do is cut it off.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, just put some pins in it, man. Like, I mean, come on.
It exploded.
I know.
Ow.
Yeah.
Sometimes the universe is trying to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe don't skydive.
You've lost two legs now.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's maybe wrap it up.
That's it. Enough.
I think a leg falling from 10,000 feet could do some damage to
kill you.
Oh, that thing like would have killed somebody. Leg. Yeah, that would have killed. Even if your leg came off.
Oh, well, let's hope that.
And it hit somebody from 10,000 feet. Let's lights out.
Yeah, dude. Oh my God, what a nightmare. A severed leg fell from the sky.
Oh my Lord. But then also finding someone's leg like that, you're like, mystery. Where's the rest of them?
Yeah, you assume that someone has been taken or killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a scary find.
Yep.
Found a prosthetic leg today.
Wasn't there yesterday.
Oh man, somebody had that leg.
Yeah, when the little bit I looked into skydiving when I was considering it, there was no mention of exploding ankles and legs.
No, there really isn't.
Yeah, they really,
And I know, like, paratroopers who do it all the time, like, they have back problems and they get knee problems, but exploding leg.
Yeah, you never hear about just somebody's leg coming apart.
No.
It's crazy times.
I wonder how many legs explode.
I don't know.
Upon landing. I wonder if he's, like, one of these guys, he has the really fancy parachutes. You know, those guys who can do all the different tricks. Yeah. And so they're coming in super hot.
Maybe he was one of those.
Maybe that.
We're dealing with a guy that goes back up there with a metal leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
This person said that his prosthetic weighs 7.5 pounds, so he'd hate to get hit by it.
Oh, just
from 10,000 feet.
I mean, that's it's just crushing you.
If it doesn't kill you, then you're not.
You're different.
Same.
You're different.
You're different. You're slow.
He ain't been the same since what we like to say an angel kicked him in his face. See, that's his angel gift. Jesus kicked him right in his brain. That's the power of the Lord. Made him super different.
I'm truly blessed.
He's blessed. Look at those beautiful eyes.
You guys, I've said it now for a little bit, but they are going to shut down the Grand Canyon. They're going to shut it down.
Yeah. No, they shouldn't.
No.
Let people do what they're going to do.
Don't let idiots ruin it for the rest of us. But it's happening, and this latest victim is a 70-year-old woman who fell to her death in the Grand Canyon.
Another victim. Elise, people
which
keep
is like the fifth
off.
In a couple of weeks, people who are dying falling into the Grand Canyon. Yeah. Park rangers responded to a call of a person needing help at Rocky Point west of Pipe Creek Vista yesterday. But before the rescue operation began, the woman fell. Her body was later recovered by the park's helicopter and rescue team of about 15 people. This woman's death follows a string of others since late March. Earlier this month, a 67-year-old man died after falling over the edge of the Grand Canyon near the Geology Museum. His body was recovered 400 feet below the rim. March 28th, a man from Hong Kong was taking pictures at an overlook when he slipped and fell.
Where'd he go?
He was part of a tour group there and was apparently taking a selfie. The first death was not the result of a fall, though in that case, a victim, a foreign national whose body was found in a forested area in the South Rim Village area.
Committed suicide, I would guess.
Right.
They all have that in common. They're older.
A lot of them. Of which.
So this woman was like hanging for a while and they tried to get to her didn't.
They responded to a call for a person needing help, but before the rescue operation began, she fell. Well, she's 70. How long can she hold?
Yeah, can't hold
on.
It's
even worse when you have time to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Hopefully she wasn't taking a selfie.
Well, what was she doing that close to the edge?
See, elderly Grand Canyon and selfies, they don't mix. You can't do that.
When I went
to Grand Canyon, you don't even need a camera, Lisa. No. It's just they take one wrong step and they're like, I can't, which way to the gift shop? They get turned around real easy. You can't get turned around near a 400-foot drop. You can't.
No, the wind will get you.
Yeah, which way is the go?
Oh, no. Oh, another one.
These tour buses just pull up. They're like, all right, we got 80 of these holdies. Get on out. And they're like, 1, 2, 3. They count them. And then when they come back, they just hope they got everybody. Yeah. And they never do.
79.
Yep, because someone falls over every time.
Yeah, when I was
saying where's the gift?
Whereas I know it's all.
Oh, she's
it's
still
a
falling.
Long fall.
She's still falling.
She might be okay. No. Oh, no, she is not all right. She's still alive. Oh, my God.
Fell again.
Her leg exploded.
So when I was in Ireland a couple years ago and went to the Cliffs of Moher, you'd be amazed at the amount of old folks that were right up near the edge of that, too.
Old people love a cliff.
Well, I guarantee if you put, like, Cliffs of Moher and then went on YouTube and you'd see a million examples of people doing the dumbest things that you could ever do.
I wonder how many people have died there.
Oh, so many, dude. It's windy as hell there.
It was so...
Look at the cliff just fell.
The first one that comes up, man taking selfie falls to death.
Well, look at the cliff right there just giving way.
And there's signs all around that it's very fragile, like that you shouldn't go near the edge. But look, there's always people near the edge.
Gotta get that shot.
So dumb.
You want to dangle your feet over. And
that's what people do. They go right up to the edge and sit on the edge.
Gotta get those Instagram likes, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so this latest one just happened a couple months ago. A man dies after falling off the Cliffs of Moher while taking a selfie.
Oh, God. People kill themselves there all the time, like on purpose.
Yeah, there's a lot of suicides. And I would assume at the Grand Canyon, too. But there's others that are not. Mm. That are selfie deaths.
I don't know. I mean, to me, it's, you know, Grand Canyon. Working as expected, you know, like it's...
The giant canyon.
It's doing its job.
Yeah, whenever they would write about the future, like, you know, a long time ago, they'd always say we were going to be technologically advanced.
Yeah.
They had no idea how dumb we'd be.
Yeah.
No, you're
right. They didn't realize that technology would improve, but we wouldn't.
Like, if you went back in time and talked to somebody and you were like, I'm from the year 2020, and they're like... What is it? You guys got robot suits? And it's just nuts.
Yeah.
You guys are
we have all that, but also I'm quite stupid. As stupid as you.
People are flying off the Grand Canyon left and right in my reality. They're trying to take pictures.
Tell us about it.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
In a McDonald's in Australia, a customer there says she was sickened when she looked down and saw her 2-year-old daughter was sucking on a used condom. Oh, God! No.
You're not my daughter anymore.
I have to leave you behind. Go on the slide. Go on the slide. Climb to the top of the tower. Goodbye.
Take your backpack. It's got overnight clothes.
She's going to be into something in the future.
Oh.
Are not that young.
No.
The little girl's mom, only identified as Wendy, said her daughter now requires STD testing after this incident.
Of course she does. Mm.
She said, I don't know how it happened, but when my husband looked over, there is our 2-year-old sucking on a used black condom. I ran into the bathrooms, quickly washed her mouth out, gave her a drink. They rushed their daughter to a doctor, who suggested that they retrieve that condom from the restaurant for testing, but McDonald's refused to give the condom back to them.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, they were like, that did not happen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're crazy.
Tough luck about your kid.
As for McDonald's, they say, we're very sorry this incident occurred. We take situations like this seriously. Cleanliness and safety are top priorities, and we ensure the shift manager on duty conducts kind of rounds of the entire restaurant every 30 minutes.
I mean, someone
banged in there?
Either they banged there or they jerked. What?
Yeah.
They jerked it in a condom in there?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't want to get...
Come on.
The perv. The ultimate perv. You're in the playland?
Oh.
Oh. It doesn't say it happened in the playland.
Every kid who's eating in there is in the playland.
No, they're not. Yeah, a lot of them don't have playlands anymore because of... That's I would assume too many condoms.
That's it.
Got a real condom problem in these playlands.
You're going to shut down these playlands. Too many condoms.
Jesus.
Yep.
It's germy enough.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
God.
And we'll get to that in a second, just how germy it is. But I think a lot of them are being built without that now because, you know.
Probably for the best.
It is.
A kid just has bad luck. Yeah. It's like your first break of bad luck. Yeah. Your life, kid.
It looks like a piece of gum on the ground. It's a big, giant piece of black gum.
Real uphill battle for me.
Tastes like licorice. I'll tell you. One of the worst flavors you could have possibly imagined.
I think you can trust the ground snack, and then next thing, you know, it was moist and
getting poked and prodded for STDs.
I'm so thankful. The worst thing I saw one of my kids put in their mouth was a backyard hot dog.
Yeah.
A bush hot dog. Yeah.
Right? But I mean, it wasn't.
That's pretty bad.
Ancient.
Oh, it's still bad.
It was an ancient bush hot dog.
It had been there for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Bush hot dog.
It was a bush dog.
Did you kid like hot dogs?
Oh, yeah, still.
It was Zane, right? Yeah.
Didn't ruin his hot dog.
Zane can't help himself around a hot dog.
Zane has a hot dog. Where'd he get a hot dog from? Like, that's a bush hot dog!
Yeah.
I dropped that 2 weeks ago!
What you got there, bud? A bush dog?
What's amazing about a hot dog is 2 weeks outside, fine.
It's fine.
Right. Somehow.
It was. It was. Just as grilled as when I grilled it.
Really?
Yeah. Just as grilled.
Yeah.
Buttholes like diamonds are forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he got a good quarter of it in him before I could stop.
Oh, my God. That's terrible, huh? Because it should have torn him asunder.
Oh, yeah. I had no issue.
Nothing. Nothing. Man, that's amazing.
There's a couple of things that, if you get a chance, you should check out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There was a bad earthquake in the Philippines, and one of the crazy parts that people got on camera, you know, and I've never liked this. I don't know why. Maybe it's my fear of heights or fear of falling. They have those rooftop pools. Some of them are like see-through, and they go out over the edge. And
oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I'd never be a part of that action. Well, someone caught on camera...
Yeah, there was an earthquake.
Big earthquake
there.
And one of these massively tall buildings. Like the water.
So, and it's at the top.
It's on the top floor of one of these skyscrapers.
Jesus.
And it just, I don't know why it's scrolling down.
It's scrolling down.
The whole video is scrolling
down. It's going away.
Click the middle mouse button's
okay,
click.
There we go. So look, water is
flooding
down the stairs. Oh. It's flooding everything. But there's another shot of it too, where it's actually coming off the side of the building, and you can see it cascading like down the building onto the ground.
You know that ant guy?
Look how much water is coming out there.
Jeez. Oh, whoa. My God.
The whole pool, it looks like, tipped.
Look at the building side to side. Yeah, the guy who did the ant YouTube channel, mm-hmm. he lives in Philippines now, mm-hmm. and... he had the girliest video I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man. Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't know how you'll react if you're... That's good if that's especially your first
living
earthquake.
With a guy, and he's like, oh, Jesus! My God! And I'm like, oh, shoot!
Yeah.
Never picked up on that.
Oh, your Ant-Man's gay.
I think.
Oh, gay Ant-Man. Well, yeah. You should have picked up on that.
I'm pretty sure.
Anyone that's obsessed with ants...
I'm like, it was, I'll just say, if you made this video, you would not have put it out.
You know, if you hit an earthquake.
Like, I don't care how, you know how I would love to have like the earthquake video, the tornado video.
Yeah,
but if like a tornado was coming and I was like, Jesus Christ! Oh my God! Oh, my God, in heaven there he comes. Andy here. My God, hold on me. Call me, Andy. It's coming.
I'm scared, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Should we get under a table? I'm not releasing that. Like, if that's my natural reaction to something.
You're keeping that under wraps.
Even if I'm as straight as it gets.
But that's how you react.
But that's how I react in an earthquake or a tornado. I'm not releasing that footage.
Yeah.
You can't. Like, when I saw it, I was like, why did you release this footage?
He's okay with it.
You should have never.
That's who he is.
You should have never released that footage.
You were my Ant-Man.
He was. He's my Ant-Man now. I know he's a singer. Like, all signs pointed to it. But this was... confirmation, like TNT going off.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.